Nolte, Penguin Random House employees want Jordan Peterson's upcoming book blacklisted. By John Nolte on November 25, 2020. Several Penguin Random House Canada employees confronted management about the company's decision to publish a new book by controversial Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson at an emotional town hall Monday, reports the far-left Vice News, and dozens more have filed anonymous complaints, according to four workers. Peterson's newest book, Beyond Order, 12 More Rules for Life, a sequel to his 2018 cultural blockbuster 12 Rules for Life, is set to hit bookstores in March. It somehow gets worse. One person told Vice, people were crying in the meeting about how Jordan Peterson has affected their lives, and that person discussed how Peterson had radicalized their father, and another talked about how publishing the book will negatively affect their non-binary friend. People were crying. They were crying during a work meeting. Crying. Non-binary? What does that even mean? You know what? I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I just know it's stupid. The richest, most privileged generation in the history of the world. Spoiled babies who carry access to the world's knowledge. Access to almost every book ever written and movie ever made, in their pocket. They're crying at work. Food is cheap. Energy is cheap. Healthcare is verging into miracle territory. They enjoy free time unlike anyone has ever seen. They live in a country so tolerant the media are forced to invent fake hate crimes. And still these squealing little, gerbil crybullies are crybullying because a book publisher is going to publish a book that contains ideas they disagree with. You want to know why they hate Peterson? Because he refuses to comply, because he's articulate and fearless. Because nothing throws him. Because he refuses to be bullied into the delusion that a man can become women simply by announcing it. Because he refuses to cave to the pronoun Nazis. And Random House knew this was coming. The company is so aware it allowed a bunch of spoiled fascists into its house. The company said in a statement, immediately following the announcement. We held a forum and provided a space for our employees to express their views and offer feedback. Our employees have started an anonymous feedback channel, which we fully support. A book publisher hiring people who don't want books published. A book publisher that knows it hired so many fascists it had to hold the crybaby session after announcing it's publishing a controversial book. Oh, and get this. Hot off the press. Let me tell you exactly what's going on here. Since the government, at least for now, is precluded by the Constitution from censoring and blacklisting, these massive corporations are going to do it for them. Are going to do what Twitter and Facebook did. Monopolize the public square where ideas are shared and expressed. And then blacklist us while Vichy Republicans, like the sniveling gerbils at National Review, spend their Google money on monocles and lecture us about how this is all a-okay. This used to be a pretty great country. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.